Many migrants feel lonely when they uproot their lives to come and live here. A Punjabi mother in South Auckland was one who struggled for several years with depression, but she used that load to turn her life around and help others. Ko Saravui Talatu Aho with this week's Voices. It was the determination to shake off her depression that made Baljit Deel quit her job. Born in the Punjab, she saw lots of people arriving from the same part of India with the same problems she'd had. So she up and quit. She'd had enough of spending her days just sitting on the sofa watching TV. As she says, there's only so much television you can watch in a day. Lonely and missing friends and family back home in India, Baljit decided the way to shake off her own woes was to help other migrants deal with theirs. She'd been working at a bank in Botany in East Auckland, and not just a teller or anything, she was a branch franchise owner, well paid, respected. But there was a time when she felt sad and alone.
One stage I was depressed as well. I have suffered depression for 3 years. And then that's why I know exactly how people feel when they are depressed. And now because of all the work I've been doing, and I'm fantastic, I'm completely fine. And then the people can be good as well.
And every day as she discussed loans and opened accounts and answered customer queries, she saw others struggling too.
And then because it was a 7 days business and I had little kids, then we sold it. But then my husband said, okay, what do you want to do now? You go find a job. I said, no, I don't want to find a job. I know what I want to do, because all the time at the Kiwi Bank, I used to see lots of people was coming there with the grandchildren to just with the language barrier. So then I wanted to do something for my community to make all the ladies independent.
4 years ago, Baljit told her husband they'd have to rely mostly on his salary. And she opened the Women Care Trust in 2014 to help other migrants for free. Most of the trust's clients are Punjabi, so it's handy she's fluent in Punjabi, English and Hindi. Over 70% of Punjabi people in New Zealand live in Auckland. That's according to the last census in 2013. Of those, 72% were born overseas. Many travel from all over Auckland to Papatoetoe every week just to be there.
I started in the small room with one lady I was teaching English. And slowly, lots of people said Indian ladies won't come out. They only like to go to the temples and they sit there and they won't come out for the activities. I said, let me try. We might get lucky. If you don't, then I've got nothing to lose. But then from one, I had 10, from 10 to 100. And now from 100, I have got 600 ladies attached to me.
There's lots of other activities now too.
We teach basic English. And then we have got a computer classes here. We teach them how to do a Facebook, how to Skype, home, back home, emails, MS Words. Just the basic stuff. We teach them all that.
Health and fitness and nutrition is also covered.
My name is Sony and I teach yoga here, and I take them ladies to the swimming as well, aqua exercise, and I just sometime at the gym downstairs, we go to the gym and I tell them what exercise is good for you, like some ladies old, some had operation, knee operation, back problem, so I tell them which exercise is good for them, and sometime they ask what we have to eat.
Fitness instructor Suni Deel says she's also told women what to wear. In Indian culture, you've got to dress modestly. I ask her how Punjabi women feel about wearing togs.
They said, we're not wearing this. We're not showing our legs. And I said, no. You can wear long leggings, like half leggings, and long top. A swimming top, and they said, oh, that's okay, we can wear that. And they start wearing that slowly, and 3-4 ladies, then 5, then 15, I sometimes 30 ladies come to the swimming pool now to do the exercise. And they said, oh, very good, we should do twice a week, no, once a week.
There's also a playgroup for young mums and other activities like soccer for youth once a week. There's even a men's space too.
Please come and use these services, because these are free of cost and it's for the community, or any community, any lady who feeling lonely at home, sitting home, depressed, they got nowhere to go, they can come here. If they don't want to do any activities, they can come here, sit down and chat with us. We most welcome. My staff is really welcoming.
Baljit and her assistant, Abba Khanna, do so much caring for others at work. I wonder if anyone takes care of them at home. Did any of them move here for love?
My story is a match, matey. Oh.
Okay, I'm listening.
When my husband came to India, he just came here for his brother's wedding. So when he saw me and he liked me and I liked him, and then we got married. But I was engaged somewhere else. But he proposes me and I liked him. So we got married. Then I went to England. So for England, then we're here. So it was a little bit love story.
That's a lovely love story. Yeah.
I was in India. I was working in India with Cathay Pacific Airways. And so my family was looking for a guy for me, and India is like arranged marriage stuff, like, so your family finds a boy for you, you have to marry. It's like little surprising for the people over here that how can you marry a boy you don't know him. And my husband was here in New Zealand, like he was here from last 10 years, he was on a study visa, and we approached each other through phone call, and I was like, we were not sure, like, okay, we could married, you know, in that way. Yeah, but we spoke to each other, we liked each other, we did Skype talks, and you know, and then we said, okay, we get married. And at that time my family was like not very sure to send me out, like, so far away from India. And then I was like, no, now I want to marry this boy. So this is how I came from India to New Zealand.
Smita Biswas works at the West Auckland Research Centre as a team leader. She met Baljit at a workshop and heard about her story. It wasn't long before they put together a Punjabi women's exhibition.
This is a part of the Auckland Stories project that the Auckland Libraries have started to document diverse communities and every other community, but diverse communities of Auckland. And and it's part of the promise to Auckland to capture these unique stories. Often the Auckland Stories, we capture it from the community who doesn't normally engage, and through our cultural classes, also the women out here and the younger generation are able to retain their identity and Punjabi culture. And through the ladies' cultural line, that's the showcase of this. So we try to bring that all those elements out through this exhibition.
It's now on permanent display at the Trust and tells the stories of 14 women.
I loved Baljit's story, and then there were other ladies, most of whom they said how it helped their depression, the aloneness. I won't name the ladies, but everywhere that was this common thread, how coming to Women Care Trust made difference to their lives.
The exhibition launched in July at the Ladies Culture Night. People came from all over New Zealand, and as you can hear, it sounds like an amazing and fun night. There was dancing, cultural items, stalls, food, and everyone wore traditional dress.
Again, once a year we do this Ladies Culture Night, where it's the third year we did, and this Culture Night, Ladies Night, was amazing. We wasn't expecting that many ladies will turn up, but we had 2,800 ladies turn up. There was a queue outside, ladies to get in, and that means we're doing something really good.
Baljit Deal says she's found her calling in life, and any migrants who come here don't have to struggle alone, and it's not just Punjabi.
I love my job because every day when the ladies come and they hug me and they put hand on my head and they give me so much blessings. I said, Baljit, we were just sitting home all the time. How much TV we can watch? And they just were sitting home and depressed. I had a few feedback from the community. The doctor are saying that the depression tablet is stopped because they're coming to us, because they're doing activities. So they're doing something for themselves. So this has made them better. So when they go home, there's no domestic violence because the ladies are very happy.
Baljit Deals turned her life around by helping other migrants. It is what drives her to keep on going.
You can live your life. And this is a time. They have, like all the senior ladies as well, they have done their responsibilities. They work all their life. Their kids are grown up. So I said, this is your time to live your life.
This Voices story was produced by me, Sara Voitalatu. The engineers were Jeremy Veal and Adrian Holley. Subscribe to every episode of Voices on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, or at radionz.co.nz/series. And while you're there, rate us. That way more people get to hear about us. And if you have any stories you want us to tell, email us at voices@radionz.co.nz. Ka kite anō.